This is Simply Out of This World with JPR on Radio Bracknell. Good evening and welcome to Out of This World number 14. We are celebrating music and the arts tonight. Music and the arts at South Hill Park. On the 27th of June, come in huge numbers to South Hill Park for the big day out. It's a free festival. I'll play you some of the bands participating, and we'll be interviewing William Trevelyan, head of music at South Hill Park and organizer of the big day out. We started with David Byrne and Brian Eno and the song Strange Overtones. David Byrne actually headlined the Big Day Out a few years back. So, tonight you'll be able to sample some of the music going on at the Big Day Out. First, Jewels and the Jacuzzis. This is Yes, I Do, Jewels and the Jacuzzis.
I fell in love with a songbird. He sang so sweet and just for me. Oh, so when I see you sitting near me, I wish that you would sing for me. Cause I know that you're my baby. Don't take advantage, oh no, but I'm so glad I feel this way, yeah, yeah. So when I see you looking at me, oh boy, I'll give you all that's mine to take, yeah, cause I know that you're my I'm
pools and the jacuzzis with Yes I Do, Great Summer Vibe. Now, let's listen to William Trevelyan, head of music of South Hill Park, who outlines to us the history of the Big Day Out.
Good afternoon, William.
Hello.
Or is it Will?
It's William.
It's William. Can you talk to us about the history of the Big Day Out?
It started out 5 years ago. It's now its fifth birthday, which is quite a big deal, really. And it's quite amazing for all of us to actually see that it's survived, especially right now with all the financial problems in the world. But it started off as an idea to offer a free festival to the area because to the region, really, because we had the Out There Festival the year before, and I was helping out with that festival, a fantastic festival on its own right, and everyone remembers that. We thought, what are we going to do instead? Because the Arts Council grant was still there, but we didn't have quite the support in some sectors to keep a pay festival going. It's a high-risk event. For several years, we had a bit of finance to put on a series of extraordinary events, and then we had the will of the local people and Panasonic and a few other sponsors, the Bracknell Regeneration Partnership, people who were committed to putting money into Bracknell. And we started and developing this idea, and it's taken on many forms, from barely nothing the first year to developing quite high expectations now in its fifth year. Last year and the year before were very successful, mm-hmm. really, and building and building to the point where we're overrun with children and mm-hmm. We're catching a wave of interest in festivals.
Great. So how is South Hill Park able to produce such a free festival? You talked about sponsorship and things like that.
Yes, that is one of the absolutely key things. Without that, the festival could not happen. Especially right now, we have more health. Everyone knows in their own lives right now that they have more health and safety and more things to get over to get their working lives done. And that's the same with festivals. There was more hoops to jump through. We really can't skip on that either. So it's a very time costly event, even though it's free, you know. Mm.
And so you have sponsors
who
donate money. Panasonic money.
The bar here, who give us income and put on have their own bar at the festival. Mm. Gale's Brewery, that's what they're called. And BRPE, with Bracknell Regeneration Partnership, who support a lot of arts events in the area. They put a lot of money into the festival. And we have a new sponsor this year, BMW as well. They obviously see the good feedback from being involved with the festival.
Great.
Sky soaring high, full of wisdom.
Eagle by Willow, a track I played 2 weeks ago, but it has been growing on me. I think it's a really great track. That was Eagle by Willow. Let's get back to William and more about the big day out.
Can you tell us what is actually going to be happening then on the 27th of June?
I thought this was going to be a difficult question. It still is. We've got a very much a festival of two halves in a way. The daytime is full of children's activities, got a lot of things to participate in, get involved with. We have a fashion catwalk, which is the centerpiece of lots of outreach and children, the school's activities we've done in the last 6 months with a girl, Chantel, who's been leading that, and she's got lots of young people involved to become catwalk models and to also to design and revamp loads of old clothes. So that has been a really big project, and they're going to show all their wares on the day. We've got a children's procession, and that's going to be very exciting. It's our first children's procession, and that will involve a number of the bands who are playing on the day. Because this year is musically, is the theme is predominantly around brass and street brass. Mm-hmm. We have two internationally regarded bands in that field, Fanfare en Patade and the Hot 8 Brass Band from France and New Orleans respectively. I was inspired by a trip to Besançon, Musique dans la Rose, which is a street festival where the whole town gets taken over for this huge parade of street bands. And bands come from all over the world to participate. And it's an amazing festival. For a number of bands, but also the variety. You've got bands inspired by heavy metal. You've got bands inspired by Romanian gypsy culture. And then you had the Hot Eight, and you had Fanfare, who are inspired by different things. Fanfare inspired by hip hop, and they take scratching to a new level, and they take the street culture into the way they play. And then the Hot Eight are coming also from hip hop, and they play Snoop Dogg type tune. They play a great version of Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. Mm-hmm. They play a lot of... Yeah, they
that on the program.
They play a lot of go-go. They're inspired by the 80s go-go scene. Mm-hmm. And so those two bands were just obviously the cutting edge of music right now. And for me, because they're taking it all back to the streets. Mm-hmm. And
there's also quite a lot of local talent.
There is. We have some great bands. Ben Marwood, who's I really like, is a young punk singer-songwriter. He's very edgy and very interesting in his lyrics. We've got a group called Willow, who are new. Feature two very fine Bracknell-based artists, Philippa Berry and Anna Crowley. They're on first, but please turn up early, because they really are great.
Now, what time does it start?
They're playing at 1 o'clock, and that's when it all starts. And you've got Jules and Jacuzzis, who are a well-known reggae band on the scene, resin in a few bars in Reading. They've just come off playing with the Wailers, and they're great, really great. Mm. So, and yeah, just the other tent is offers a collection of all the great and good of Bracknell and Reading, the areas, all the best bands. Great.
And there's going to be food and drink to feed all the people coming?
Absolutely, yes. There will be a mixture of food, Indonesian food, Hungarian. There's a great thing called the Food Group, which are a really nice, really family-friendly type food store. They have tin cakes, as well as having lots of vegetarian options. They're the first vegetarian food store we've got, which is actually really doing it the right way. They've got... contact with all the local farms, and they're doing it the right way.
Right.
Whoa, what's happening? This beat dot I dot G dot A to the L, the Hot A baby. Coming right now, we about to make everybody get up. You about to get up out your seat. People with broke legs and wheelchairs, everybody just get on up, cause you can't help it. Just get up, check it out, baby. Put your hands up, give props to the man up. We from the Inno, so you heard me, it's a must. Everybody get up, move side to side. Even if it's your first time hearing me rhyme, seeing me live, don't lie. I'm off the chain, messing with the hot. Ain't like touching the flame, burning your name. All competition is slain, trying to maintain, so still stimulate my brain. I could be humble or ignorant off top. Strange the man is the most exposed to the block. My dog got popped, now I got a grudge with cops. Just a cop that killed him, still working on the clock. They hide it like racism, ain't got nothing to do with it. This corrupt system that I'm living in, I'm through with it. Got the whole crew with it, we know what to do with it. Everybody get up and rush on, crew with it.
It's about to go down.
Cause you loving the flow.
Rockies love the cross now.
100 people follow us wherever we go for show.
Rock people keep the peace.
Cause somebody might get hurt if they put up on a shirt.
Rockies
sleep right, be right all night. Everybody in sight, just
yeah. It's about to go down.
Down.
on up now.
The Hot 8 Brass Band from New Orleans with Get Up. They'll be performing at the Big Day Out at South Hill Park. Further information for the Big Day Out at South Hill Park on 01344 484 123, 01344 484 123, or on the website www.southhillpark.org.uk, www.southhillpark.org.uk, or myspace.com/bigdayoutuk, myspace.com/bigdayoutuk. Now we carry on with some more music.
Besame.
Hey!
Besame mucho. Each time you cling to my kiss, I hear music divine. Besame, besame mucho. Tell me you love me. Besame, besame mucho. Tell me you love me. Make all my dreams come true. Da 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 do. La la la. Da da da. Da 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 da.
Zoran.
Mort Subite, Sudden Death, with Besame Mucho. They'll be playing at the Big Day Out at South Hill Park on the 27th of June. Come and see them. It's a free festival. I asked William Trevelyan a little bit about world music and its development at South Hill Park.
So can you say a few words about world music at South Hill Park and how it's developing, or how you'd wish it to develop, or... Because I know you like world music.
I love world music. We have been really catching a wave recently with interest in music from Mali. We had a lady called Umu Sangari last month, and she was tremendous. It's really interesting to see her in the flesh, because she's been out of circulation of music like 5 years. And she started what is now... I think now acceptably known as the commercialization of world music. She actually kicked it off because people realized that this was the music from abroad wasn't going to be sectioned in this. Always going to be sectioned in the tiny section HMV in the back of the record shop, that you could be playing this kind of music and catching a big audience. And it's really exciting to see other bands coming through which are in the mainstream, but obviously we also want to flag up all the things which are you know, that the marginalized musics, because we are very open to all talents. And say, for example, in the autumn of this year, we'll have a festival called Step On, which will feature live music and dance, and we'll be bringing groups from all over the world for that. Astarillo from Argentina, and the very, very exciting and some would say avant-garde tango band, and Salsa Celtica, who are renowned for their crazy mix of salsa and Celtic folk, and many other bands which emphasize the kind of populist thing. We'd want to encourage people to dance to this music, because that's what in many cases what it was made for.
That's great. I'll be telling our listeners on Radio Bracknell all about the program in future programs anyway, so
Please do, Joel.
And why is it so important to you?
I came from Camden Town, probably the most multicultural area in England, and probably therefore the most multicultural in Europe. So it came natural to me to put on this music, and I understand the lingua franca and the attitudes behind the music, and that it's not made for necessarily for sitting down and that when a band from Mali wants you to dance, you know, you should really let yourself go. And but if you're in Camden, grow up in Camden, that's, you understand that really very well. So that's why I want to put on and want to encourage people to enjoy this music, because the euphoria of seeing Rocky Traore at the Jazz Cafe is not something that should be exclusive to the Jazz Cafe. People should be enjoying this music all over.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're very grateful for you to bring these artists to Bracknell, because like the last Umu Sangare concert was amazing. She only played the Barbican, Bristol and South Hill Park, so that was absolutely brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah, we want to bring Yorokia Toriore too.
That would be great.
If she's listening.
I'll have a word with her.
there's so many artists out there. It's a new generation, I think, also of artists who realize that they're talking to new audiences in world music now, and there's more people who are actually interested. And it's no longer going to be just at the Barbican. It's going to be, you know, if you can go to Cargo and you can go and dance to this music, and it's not quite as expensive sometimes as it used to be. And I think that's also a big thing that we try to avoid, is making gigs too expensive for people to come to, especially from abroad.
Great. So what is your dream as a head of music at South Hill Park? That you could happily then go and retire somewhere in the wild?
Well, realistic dreams? Okay, I would say that if we had the whole of the Wild Theatre up and dancing, that to me, it makes an evening. That isn't always so easy, so I would say that was a happy dream. I think if we had somebody of quality of David Byrne come back here, or a number of great artists. There are so many great artists in the world, but if you had Philip Glass playing Free Out in the Field, that would probably be it. I would probably be happy with that. or somebody like Rockier. I think the answer is not just my dreams. I think it's fulfilling the dreams of others, and that's what we're here for.
Well, thank you very much, William.
Thank you.
does it haunt your dreams at night, running through your mind? Does it sit upon your conscience, always underlined? When will you expose yourself to the public eye? Have you seen the way your smile tells a thousand lies?
Things Considered with Clear Your Conscience. They'll also be playing at the Big Day Out at South Hill Park on the 27th of June. Now for something else.
Thank you.
La Fanfare en Pétard from France, who will be playing at the Big Day Out at South Hill Park on Saturday, the 27th of June. Be there and meet us, because Radio Bracknell will be there, of course. So, what do we finish with? We finish with one of William's wishes. This is Rokia Traore with Zen from her new album Chamanche. Rokia Traore.
L'ange laisse à sonner, un chien s'endort à mes pieds. J'ai eu le courage de ne rien faire. Les heures sans heure ont glissé sur l'horizon, n'important que ce jour. J'ai eu le courage de ne rien faire. Zen, je suis zen. Que les ans passent, que le temps s'efface. Moi, ça y est, je m'en défais de ces heures gloutonnes qui me mangent tous les jours. Zen, je suis zen. Zen, oh que je suis zen. Je mange la vie et le vent, je danse sur les averses. Et le matin fatigué, je remplis les pommes de rosée. Je laisse le ciel se poser sur mes cils. Zen, oh que je suis zen. Que le temps passe, que les heures s'enchaînent. Moi jour après jour, je m'offrirai le plaisir de ne rien faire. Merci.